This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 170, and our topic of discussion today is 5 lessons you learn taking the high road. Now the question is it overrated? Taking the high road, is that the right way to go? Or nah. Hold that thought though, before your answer, I want to know, how are you doing today? I hope you are getting started with a great momentum today and you got your mojo flowing and you got your theme song playing in the background and you just making the best of this day. Because we already know, in order for us to make this day work for us, we must be intentional. So put a smile on that beautiful face of yours and bless somebody with it today. Now let's talk about 5 lessons you learned taking the high road. Now, before we really get started, I want to get back to that question that I asked you earlier. Is it overrated? Taking the high road, that is. Like, is it just more easier to accept the invitation to petty land? Is it easier to go ahead and meet the person where they're at and I'ma get you Suckerville? Dirty mother, don't you say that. You came for me, I'm gonna come for you with whipped cream and cherries on top, and I'm gonna add some sprinkles just so you know not to play with me again. Do we understand each other, kind of thing? Which one is better? Be honest, ladies. If you are where you are, it's okay. The only choice is, or the only decision rather, is you have to choose which one is a more viable route for your growth, your happiness, your peace of mind. If you do not care about those things, then you're probably not going to care either way. But if you do care about those things, it's important to know where you're at, to know if you're on the right track or if it's time for you to kind of stretch and grow. But I will tell you, that invitation to petty land is very, very easy to accept. It's always someone that you've once extended love to, where everything was all gravy just yesterday, and now the scripts have flipped, and it's all skewed and jacked up. You know, it's that friendship that ended up being a backstabbing situation. It's that intimate relationship where you're like, I can't even believe he tried me like that. Like, really? After all I did? After all the love? After all we shared? Blah, blah, blah. Or sometimes it can be a toxic family situation that is just like, you know what? I can't anymore. Like, I've tried, and I'm just done. And that person extends an invitation to petty land when it's like, wow, I can't believe they tried me like that. So it's a real situation that I feel many of us go through, and you have to kind of become aware, like, okay, because in the midst of their responses or their spewing towards you, you got to respond. And it's really only 2 options. I'm going to take the high road, kill them with kindness kind of thing, because I'm better than this, or you're taking the invitation to Petty Land right with them, and you're going to meet them where they at and do the cha-cha slide too. So, and it's like a tug-of-war thing, right? So, it's almost like that thing where Paul says, oh, wretched man that I am, who going to deliver me? Because if we're all honest, I think we all tap dance with the devil on this one, because it's like, Jesus or Holy Divine One, if you don't come down and breathe a breath of fresh air into me, I might have to let my flesh take over, which by default will not be the high road. When you have that space of time, that moment to determine what to do, that's an important moment right there. It's a very brief moment, but it's an important moment in the sense of how much freaking energy are you going to spend on a situation. That's, to me, what that moment defines. Because if you define that moment in the wrong way, it can consume a lot of your freaking life in a negative way, in an unproductive way. And so this is why I want to talk about five lessons you learn taking the high road, especially in our day and time where throwing shade is what the masses do. Like, they sell throwing shade as, you know, the resolve for everything. You know, it's the seeking revenge is always or seemingly sweeter, you know, finger looking good sweeter. But is it really, though? Now, we already know that not everybody's going to take the high road, because if that was the case, we wouldn't have channels like Oxygen and True ID and all that. You see what I'm saying? Because some people spaz out till they spaz all the way out. But it is a thin line. And so let's talk about that thin line on if you're going to take the high road or the low road. The first thing that I want to talk about, taking the high road is not easy, nor is it popular, so it will be counterintuitive. So that makes it tough. That's one lesson that you're going to learn. Your first reaction will be intuitive to the revengeful part of us, because I feel all of us have it. I don't care if you're a priest or a pimp, all of us have it. And so that first lesson you learn is taking the high road is counterintuitive to my natural response to just want to take it to their level. The second lesson that you learn is you become aware of the evils within you. Yes, I said the evils. You know, were we born good? I believe so. But that doesn't necessarily mean that things didn't get infused into us on this journey of life. Rather, it was at infancy, or if it was at, you know, adolescence or adulthood. There are evils within us. And when you decide to take the high road, it's not going to stop your mind from thinking about, but I could do this, or I could do that and shut them down, or I could do this and humiliate them. That's not love. That's evil. And so that's another thing that you will learn taking the high road, because your brain and that other side of you, evil, it just doesn't dissipate because you say, oh, I'm taking the high road. No, ma'am, Pam. It can still kind of be, you know, fuming. And you have to become aware, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm the devil. Just being honest. The third lesson that you learn taking the high road is you start to recognize how you have grown while challenging yourself to grow simultaneously. The fact that you selected the high road should let you know what? I have matured in many ways. Because if you would have caught me back in April 15th, 1999, oh, I would have let you have it. You know how that goes, right? So it helps you recognize your growth, but it's still stretching you to grow at the same time, because none of us are perfect, you know? And one of the hardest things that a person will always have to do is to get out of habitual behavior. Excuse me. Is to get out of habitual behavior. The fourth lesson in taking the high road is you learn how to be more reflective than objective, which promotes mindfulness. It's something powerful about mindfulness. It's something powerful about self-reflection. That when you get out of that moment where you make that decision that I was talking about earlier, or rather you're going to take the high road or the low road. When you do decide to take the high road, you start to pull away from aiming at someone else and start focusing on yourself, like, what will I do in order to stretch myself further so that I keep my character intact, so that I'm still going for my happiness and my goal, because one monkey definitely never stops to show. Whether you were my friend today or yesterday, you're going to miss me way more than I miss you. Not saying that I won't miss you. It's just that the value and all that I have that I know that is within me, it's platinum plus. And so I don't have time to, degrade myself from platinum to silver just to give you some attention that you do not deserve. So I'm going to reflect versus objectify towards you. So that's another thing. It improves your mindfulness, which helps you with self-taming, which helps you with self-control. And that's a powerful thing. The fifth and final lesson is it helps you diffuse the ego and release the hurt and any other effed up emotions that you're going to have when you have to figure out what kind of response you're going to give to someone giving you bullcrap. You know, it's, in my opinion, our egos that get inflated and make us go like, what? Oh, wow, they just tried me. Let me, take it up 3,000 just so that they know to never do this again. But when you diffuse the ego and release the hurt or the effed up emotions behind whatever that person did to you, in the long run, this minimizes bullcrap. Because when you think about retaliations of dealing around people like, okay, they did this or said this, I'm going to do this or say this. Now you're in a tug of war. In a tug of war of with a person or with someone who has no value to offer you at the table of success, happiness, or peace of mind that you desire. So why the hell am I going to put myself in a tug of war with somebody who has nothing valuable to offer me anymore? Minimizing the BS. That's where that comes in. So diffusing your ego and releasing the hurt, because it's okay to be hurt. Once again, if there was once love shared, it just doesn't disappear all in one act. You're probably flabbergasted by their behaviors or the things that they're saying. So the idea that love once lived there and now it doesn't, emotions of hurt or anger or frustration or whatever might come up for you is natural. But minimize the BS by diffusing your ego so that you can release that stuff. As the song goes, it's a thin line between love and hate. And that's very true. So at this point, you got to look at this line as if you're going to be a hurdle jumper and jump high, or you're going to be a limbo dancer and go low. It's your choice, baby. Me personally, I don't have time for the back problems. So I'm going to go ahead and jump over it. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents with me. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S170. Tell me what you think. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast. Please share this episode with a friend today who may need it. And if you are listening to me on the go on iTunes or Google Play, because I'm on Google Play now, I would truly appreciate it if you leave me a review, sharing your feedback with me. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.